Star 102.5, Rich and Jenny live and local across Moore County and the Sand Hills as we continue to, well, like the rest of the country, like a good part of the world, battle the COVID-19 virus and its effects, which measure differently in some of the hot spots. Detroit now recently this week becoming one of those hot spots, and to consider that you also, just because you have this making the headlines, it doesn't mean that colds and strep throat and flu and other things go away.
No, yeah, they're still going to have, colds, and it's still cold and flu season. So, but it's going to be hard sometimes to differentiate the two. If your throat hurts and you got a stuffy nose, your first thought is, okay, do I have COVID-19?
Right. So we're going to talk with Dr. Liff Rigg with First Health Convenient Care. Good morning, Doc. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Rich, Jenny. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to your listeners.
One of the things, Doc, or two things really, one, I want to see people when they start to get a symptom, as Jenny just said, they're thinking, oh my gosh, COVID-19. So do we have tests that are in abundance or feel that we are in good shape that with that regard?
We do have tests at our primary care sites. In First Health, obviously the hospital has tests available, and we also have them at the First Health Convenient Care sites, and all the patients have to do is make a phone call wherever they get their primary care or call one of our convenient care clinics, and we'll give them directions from there.
Now, I know people are worried about walking into the doctor's office. They're afraid of if they're sick, they might be infecting someone else, or if they just have a cold, someone there could have COVID-19, and they're afraid of them being infected.
Yeah.
Is there a way to prevent that?
There is, and First Health is once again on the cutting edge of this. We're adopting some new processes and procedures to match that fear that people have, which is very understandable, about coming into a medical clinic or any other public place, really, because, one, they're heeding directives properly to hunker down, but they're anxious about exposures, and we understand that. Obviously, a clinic waiting area is potentially a dangerous spot. So we've addressed that with changing our processes and procedures a little bit. We've got several things we're doing to leverage both basic and high-tech processes so that we can do things like curbside visits. Patients can come in for COVID-19 screening and testing or for other minor illnesses that may not require an extensive clinic visit, and we may be able to conduct the entire visit in the car, including registration, thereby avoiding them even coming in and exposing other people or being exposed.
So you can actually do a test for COVID-19 in their vehicle?
We're doing it right now.
Wow.
Wow, that is great.
That's awesome.
What's the turnaround time at this point? And I know we get to the turnaround time will be quicker and quicker as we go, but when do people find out whether they have it or not?
Yeah, that's a good question, and one that we answer frequently from our patients on the telephone after they've been tested. It is dependent on the labs that we send the tests to. We're looking at hopefully 3 days. I would say an average right now is approximately 4 to 5 days. We do have some that are lingering a bit longer than that because of the backlog at some of the centralized testing sites.
Yeah. And now, with this taking such center stage in all of our lives and every single piece of media and news that we see, Doc, people are being more conscientious about washing their hands, about keeping that social distance. Are you seeing fewer colds and flus because of that?
Well, it's an interesting question. There's a mix of features there. One is the cold and flu season is starting to taper off. We know that. But it's difficult to gauge that demand because of the nature of the crisis is to do the right thing, which is stay at home, socially isolate, and because of that, people aren't coming into clinics, so it's very difficult for us to tell. Our demand for care has dropped off considerably, as you would expect it to do this time of year, but it's very difficult to tell just what the prevalence is of those common illnesses that we would be seeing because people are hunkering down at home.
Doc, I know that the COVID-19 tests are in high demand. How do you decide if someone should be tested for that?
Great question. We're going strictly by the guidelines we're provided, and we get those from the CDC and then from the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, and then First Health uses those to establish policies, and we stick by those policies, and it seems to work pretty well. folks tend to be pretty understanding about that, though there is some anxiety out there. You would expect that. But we go by the guidelines about who needs to be tested specifically versus who needs to be seen for other illnesses.
How many First Health of the Carolinas convenient care locations do we have these days?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. I appreciate that. We have 7 clinics located in Moore, Lee, Randolph, Richmond, and Hope counties. Some of these are co-located with our primary care clinic partners in First Health, so we can leverage that natural partnership between the two.
Terrific.
If people would like more information on how First Health and the convenient care locations are handling COVID-19, where can they find that, Doc?
Well, we've got a great website, and on the website, what you'll find is the up-to-date policies and procedures and some of the modifications that we're doing, such as the curbside testing, such as in-car registration at our clinics, the call ahead to schedule a visit appointment. We'll be offering telephone visits so people can access this directly from their homes without even coming to the clinic. Very soon, we'll be up and running with telemedicine visits so that they can do that by leveraging web-based programs so they can have a face-to-face encounter with one of our providers or their primary care provider. And then there's always First Health on the Go, which is a new option that they can access care through a smartphone app, just like the telemedicine option, but directly through their smartphones, and get a face-to-face encounter. This will be described on the First Health website. That's www.firsthealth.org. All of our clinics, all of our First Health facilities are listed there with direct access phone numbers and all of the questions, as well as a wonderful resource for information to remain healthy during the crisis.
Firsthealth.org, easy enough to remember and navigate to on the internet. Dr. Liffrig, we appreciate this invaluable information, and just on a question that people, they worry a great deal about, and hopefully this gives them a little bit of reassurance.
Great. Thanks once again for your great show and for allowing me to talk to your listeners this morning.